This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Iowa Cattlemen's Association is heading into 2026 with plenty of optimism. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Cattle producers from across the state recently gathered in Altoona for the annual Iowa Cattle Industry Convention. This year's gathering had one of the highest attendance numbers from both producers and industry-leading companies. Iowa Cattlemen's Association CEO Brian Whaley said there was a lot of optimism at this year's meeting.
We saw some really record numbers in terms of our markets. And then here towards the last 3 months, we've seen some up and downs, right? Some roller coaster rides. But overall, you know, we're really optimistic right now with the direction the cattle market's going. And so we're just excited. You can tell today at the convention, we've had record number of trade show vendors. We've had a high number of attendees today, really great sessions, and just the energy and the optimism within our industry is really positive right now.
Whaley said the Trump administration has allowed for producers to have nearly unprecedented access to speak up at the White House.
Right, yeah. And we've had the opportunity to have some of our producers be a part of some of those things. When we've traveled to D.C., we actually had three individuals that were a part of an event in the Rose Garden with the president and some of his cabinet members. So we've had, yeah, we see that access, and we have obviously, that's a valuable relationship that you need to maintain. And fortunate enough, this last year, we were able to develop a really good relationship with Secretary Rollins and her team as she participated in our Governor's Steer Show. And so that helps and adds in and gives us a little bit of a better opportunity to get in that front door with her.
For more information, visit iacattleman.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter to get those stories delivered to you every day. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.